Insomnia Radio is proud to present the independent music scene at its finest. Crossing the pond and touching down in the United Kingdom, Stuart Morrison brings you the British on Insomnia Radio UK.
Hello, this is Mitch from The Idea, and you're listening to
Insomnia Radio UK,
where you can hear tracks from our debut album, Alter Ego Rehabilitation Centre, available to download at TuneTribe, AWOL, BopTunes, iTunes, and loads of other places. Now that's enough plugging from me. Enjoy. Insomnia, it's a lack of sleep thing. Love, 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 love.
Thanks, Mitch, and yes, that's enough plugging. Welcome to Insomnia Radio UK, episode 22. Straight into the music, starting with, well, what a surprise. It's The Idea with their single, released on the 29th of January. This is Sentimental. Oxford band The Idea there with Sentimental. As Mitch said earlier, you can buy their album Alter Ego Rehabilitation Centre in loads of places. And on the 29th of January, you'll be able to buy the single too. Have a look on MySpace at their page, which is The Idea UK. There are links to some of the loads of places you can buy their music from on the show notes at uk.insomniaradio.net. Great band, great song. Now, The Idea is signed to indie label Insular Discs, and you can download their music or buy physical CDs. And if enough people in the UK buy downloads or CDs, that single could get into the UK Top 40 Singles chart, which it deserves to do. The singles charts here have not been very interesting for years, but something has changed in the last few weeks which does make them a bit more interesting. The powers that be who control the chart have changed the rules. Previously, in order for a download sale to count, there had to be a physical disc you could buy as well. But now downloads count, even if there's no physical product available. This has had the effect that an unsigned band from Essex called Cooper, that's K-O-O-P-A, I'll put a link to them in the show notes, they have at the moment a single called Blag, Steal or Borrow in the 30s in the chart, based entirely on download sales. Excellent. Okay then, back to the music. Slight change of pace here. This is the acoustic duo Pale Marble Movie with the song Good in Your Life.
For you, here it is. If you need it, my courage. unspoken passion of my heart. From body to graveyard, you could be my man. Through shadow and sunset, honey, there I would stand. Love my loving, tell me something, be the one thing good in my life. Tell you how I mean. But we won't live this twice. Seeing you for the first time, it really made up my mind. I want you to now love my lover. Tell me something, be the one thing good in my life. I'm gonna catch you later, tell you babe, everything's gonna be alright. Slow down, if I'm a caterpillar across the road. No now, no now. Tell me where you wanna, just tell me where you wanna go.
Take a hold of your hand, and then I look in your face and say, hey, hey, hey. Love my loving, tell me something, be the one thing good in your life. From body to graveyard, still be my man.
Slow down.
Through shadow and sunset, honey, there I would, there I will. I love your loving, tell you something, be the one thing good in your life. I'm gonna catch you later, tell you baby, everything's gonna be alright. I'm gonna love your loving, tell you something, be the one thing good in your life.
That was Pale Marble Movie with Good in Your Life. Check their MySpace page at Pale Marble Movie and palemarblemovie.com, where you can buy their album, which is called Kissing Gate. Next, a band I've played before on Insomnia Radio UK. This is Our Lunar Activities, or OLA, with Somebody Kill Me.
The last chance for their traumas was violence. How could I remain optimistic about the plans that you made? How could I stay? Even though you took my hand out of pity, I don't feel your shame. I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore.
Our Lunar Activities with Somebody Kill Me. This is their next single, which is out on the 5th of March. The lads are supporting the band Plus 44 on the following dates in Germany and Belgium. On Saturday the 27th of January in Neudelsenburg, the 28th in Stuttgart, 30th in Berlin, 31st in Hamburg, and the 1st of February in Brussels. Check out OLA on MySpace at myspace.com/ourlunaractivities and Plus44 or Plus44, not sure which, at myspace.com/Plus44. I thought I'd check them out myself because Plus44 seems a strange name to me, as it's the international dialing code for the UK. The first thing that struck me about their MySpace page was the number of times their first song had been played, which was something like 140,000. And the second thing was that they're on Interscope Records, which is a major label, part of Universal Music Group. So I emailed Charles over at Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions, because the band are from Los Angeles, and he did a bit of research, and apparently two members of the band were in Blink 182. That explains it then. The main thing is that this is going to be very good exposure for OLA to be backing them.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomnia Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
Thank you, Jason. Now a news update. Stamp news. In Insomnia Radio UK number 11, I reported that the Royal Mail had announced a series of postage stamps featuring Beatles album covers. Well, to my disappointment, now they've decided on what they're going to use. The White Album is not included. I was looking forward to sticking a white stamp on the envelope because there'd just be the Queen's head and a number. The six albums which are to be featured are With the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, Revolver, Abbey Road, Help and Let It Be. Pirate news. Another rock and roll news item which caught my eye was the story about the new Pirates of the Caribbean film, World's End. Apparently Keith Richards is playing Captain Jack Sparrow's father, and that's pretty funny, as Johnny Depp has said that he partly based his character on Keith. So that ends the news segment. Now, back to the music. Next we have Psychobabble with Forever Young.
Yeah.
Selector, that was the band Psychobabble with Forever Young. Check them out on MySpace as Psychobabble UK, and their website is psycho-babble.com. They have an album out on the Intoxicating Sounds label called Sounding Off, and they have an EP called Sounds for the Uninitiated, both of which you can buy at their website or you can download them from TuneTribe, and I'll put links in the show notes. Next, another slight musical departure. This is the band I Love Pop with Undo the Wire.
Give a warning. Sometimes
That was I Love Pop with Undo the Wire. I wondered about whether to include them on IR UK or IR Europe, as they are a European band. Based in Paris, I think, with band members from the UK and Germany on the German Schallbau label. Check out the band's MySpace page at MyILovePop or their website at i-love-pop.com. Those are both pretty difficult URLs, so I'll put them on the show notes at uk.insomniaradio.net. And talking about Insomnia Radio Europe, I've had some positive feedback about it, so I'll probably do another one in a couple of weeks, which will be fun. Okay, now a bit of a rant. Sorry about this. I don't make many New Year's resolutions, but two Insomnia Radio-related ones I did secretly make were firstly to keep up with MySpace messages, friend requests, comments and things. I'm IRUK on MySpace, by the way. And secondly, to do an Insomnia Radio episode every week, at least. Well, this week, actually it's last week now, something happened to prevent me from fulfilling both of those. You don't realise how much you rely on the internet until you lose your phone line. This happened here at the Insomnia Radio UK studios, and we were without phone or internet for nearly 4 days.
Ugh.
Phone's not so important, but without our ADSL connection. So that's why this is a week late. Anyway, back to the music. To finish this episode with, this is the band Apes, Pigs and Spacemen with The Best Thing.
Some days it's like that, you can't explain. You have to celebrate because the day is through. And don't need reason like a bad song on the radio. Some cheap and sleazy tune gets in your head all day. Nothing can make it fade. My lucky number's long. Talk to.
Yeah, that was Apes, Pigs and Spacemen, or AP&S, with The Best Thing. It's released on Fat Monkey Records on the 26th of February. It's from their album Free Pawn, and that's the chess piece, P-A-W-N, in case you're wondering. Check out their website at apespigsandspacemen.com, where they have loads of music to buy and preview. And also check out their MySpace, which is myspace.com/apespigsandspacemen. The band formed in 1995, and there is an interesting history of the band, as you'd expect, on their MySpace page. So that's it for episode 22. I hope you enjoyed it. Please send any comments, abuse, questions or flames about Insomnia Radio UK or Insomnia Radio Europe to uk@insomniaradio.net. Also check out the main Insomnia Radio website, which is just insomniaradio.net. And even if you have been there before, it's worth another look, because if you click on the banner at the top of the page, Jason has a new feature called Insomnia Radio 24/7, which is streaming music as I speak, including a preview of IR Dread at the Controls. Also check out the other regional shows, which are linked from the main IR site. I especially recommend Insomnia Radio The SoCal Sessions, where Charles brings you the best music from Southern California. It's currently coming down the Insomnia Radio San Diego feed. I'll be back quite soon with the next Insomnia Radio UK episode, which will be 23, which should be with you next Thursday or Friday. Until then, bye, and thanks for subscribing or downloading, and of course, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.